The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin, betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the most under-celebrated feast day of the entire year. The Feast of the Annunciation is long overdue for a very big promotion. When you consider what it is that we celebrate this day, the day in which we remember that the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus was conceived within her, that day you could argue that this is a bigger day than Christmas, right? Or at least it deserves to be in league with Christmas. Because on Christmas Day, we celebrate the birth of God into this world, but today, we celebrate the fact that the Word was made flesh. Due for a big promotion, wouldn't you agree? And you know what's really interesting, just as an aside? This day is so big. Do you know this used to be New Year's Day? Up until the 1750s in the English-speaking world, New Year's Day was not January 1st. It was March 25th. And just as another aside, did you know that this is the day that we use to calculate the day of Christmas as being December 25th? Here's how it happened. In the early church, they were very interested to learn the actual historical date of the first ever Good Friday. And after very much study and research, they determined that that date was March 25th. The original Good Friday, the day that they crucified the Lord, they concluded March 25th. Now, there's an ancient tradition. And by ancient, I mean Old Testament ancient. That the great prophets of God always died on the very same day in which they were born. They called it whole year theory. And so along came a scholar, his name was Julius Sextus Africanus, and he said, well, as long as we know that Christ died on March 25th, let's celebrate the Annunciation on March 25th, because that's the real day in which he came into this world. And then they just took March 25th and they added 9 months to it, and that's how we get Christmas on the 25th of December. That's just as an aside. What I really have for you today is just a question to pray about and to think about. And that is, when your life is spinning out of control and you're afraid of what might happen, and somebody comes to you and says, "Just trust in God," question, how do you respond? Do you trust in God, or do you sigh with weariness and roll your eyes at the very idea of trusting in God? Well, that's the contrast between the first reading and the gospel that we just heard. Back in the first reading, we hear the story of King Ahaz, king of Israel. And his world was falling apart, scared to death at what might happen next, because Ahaz was a bad king, a weak ruler. His people had fallen into idolatry, his kingdom was in disarray, and the enemies of Israel were standing at the gates of the city, and he was scared to death of what might happen next. And then along comes the prophet Isaiah, turns to Ahaz and says, just trust in the Lord. In fact, Ahaz, you can ask for any sign that you want. Make it as high as the heavens or as low as the netherworld, and God himself will show you that he's worthy of trust. Ahaz replies, oh, no, I will not put the Lord to the test. Which sounds like piety, but in fact it's sheer fakery. Ahaz had no intention of trusting in the Lord. He trusted in himself, he trusted in his alliances, and he trusted in his bank account. And then he contrasts that with the gospel. Angel Gabriel appears to Mary and asks, will you become the mother of God? And we know the story. We've heard this many, many times. And the Blessed Mother says yes. But if you stop to consider how utterly earth-shattering that moment must have been for her, God has a way of turning your entire world upside down and giving you absolutely no advance notice before he does so. And she was bewildered and perplexed, to say the least, right? That's when the angel of the Lord says, trust in God. Do not be afraid, Mary. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Do not be afraid. Now, fear is natural. Fear is nature's way of protecting you when you're in danger. But even then, even in a purely natural fear, it forces a response out of you. How are you going to reply? How are you going to respond? Now, it's natural to respond like Ahaz and say, I'm going to control what I can control. I'm going to grab the bull by the horns, and I'm going to fix this and fix that. I'll get my life back in control, just you watch. And we forget that we're not in control of anything. When you realize how very little in your life you are in control of, it's enough to keep you awake at night. That's why we want to respond like the Blessed Mother, who said, that's right, I'm not in control, but the Almighty, the All-Powerful, the one who holds the heavens and the earth in the palm of his hand and who loves me more than I can put into words, he is in control. And that's why I say, let it be done unto me according to your word, and I would want nothing else. God's greatest plans always have such humble beginnings when you think about it. All of history turned on a dime when a little unknown girl from Nazareth said yes to the voice of an angel. And would you believe? Something very similar to that happens every time we give God even the smallest yes. That's why on this, her feast day, we want to make her words our own. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, whenever you feel afraid, whenever you don't know where to turn, remember, let it be done unto me according to your word. And we'll ask for her prayers to help us today. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.